Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He was born a father to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun. Well, I've been tossing a hell of a song today.
Sir Elton, bring this guy. Sleeve on. Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Sarah Heiner, President and CEO of Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. You can subscribe to their twice-monthly edition, Bottom Line Personal, which is an amazing document, an amazing publication. I encourage you to get it. It's just chock full of little tidbits of from one end of the spectrum to the other, heavy in business, heavy in personal improvement, and of course, don't forget to check out their annuals, their yearbooks too. Sarah, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about, you know, it's so ironic how often I quote Chinese wisdom. I'm a kind of a dangerous advocate or a devotee of Yi Qing. I've read a lot about that. I've incorporated a lot of the wisdom in my work over the years. The 10,000-year book of wisdom from China. Of course, we all know about Confucius, and of course, my favorite is the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. We keep coming back to that stuff, and yet here we are, in the middle of a pandemic that I'm convinced that China created, that the government over there allowed to happen. But still, the impact of China on planet Earth cannot be minimized, and you got an article in your publication this week about the how we're like one or more of the five elements in Chinese medicine. What do you think?
Well, it's so funny. So we are, you know, we're all light and dark in all of our lives, right? So China is the greatest wisdom of all time in many ways, yep. And who knows what really happened with this pandemic and the virus and whatever their socio-political...
Inscrutable. They're inscrutable. The Chinese are inscrutable, if nothing else.
I'm trying not to go there.
Go ahead.
But nonetheless, we had a fascinating article, actually, with Casey Davidson, who's the author of a book called The Five Archetypes. And it draws on Chinese wisdom in terms of they apply the five elements of earth, wood, fire, metal, water, to personalities and to the way that people in business interact. Mm-hmm. So you were just talking to Mike Stollard about culture and the importance of teams. Well, important to that is understanding the people that are in the team, because if one person was speaking German and you were only speaking, you know, Portuguese, you can't speak the same language. Mm-hmm. And what Davidson was talking about is that people's personality types, these different Chinese elements, basically, they're talking different languages. So there are five elements, and then there's a place you can go and actually take a quiz and find out what your element is at fivearchetypes.com. Hmm. So there's wood people who are fast-paced and goal-oriented, right? So that they mm-hmm. these people are detail-oriented, they're efficient, they're those power, like those power people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Fire people are the you know, the life of the party, fun-loving, animated, real people. Metal people, refined and precise. They're the, you know, the ones that always are down to that detail.
Engineers.
Right. You know, the engineers, the ones that want to be sure you got all your boxes right.
Mm-hmm.
There are earth people who are the pleasers, the nurturers, the ones that always want to help. Like, you always want that person there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are water people, the philosophers, the deep thinkers. They seem to, you know, they're kind of a loners, the ones that, you know, they dislike small talk.
When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen.
Yes. So the important thing, though, is that if you understand who that person is, and then you'll be more effective if you speak to them in their language, right? So you wouldn't talk to a philosopher kind of person in a very boxes, you know, short, detailed, high, you know, you wouldn't attack that person because they won't be able to respond to you. So you need to understand, and you can imagine, you know, you can look at the people around your office, think about the people in your life. And I'm sitting here, you know, prepping for this, going, okay, earth, yes, my sister's like the biggest earth person on earth, my brother is a water, and I'm I'm somewhere between a wood.
You're a little bit of all of these. I've seen it.
Right. We all are,
and I think we all are. And and you know the personality profile scientists of whom we've covered this quite a bit on the show over the years. Someone developed the five factor model, which reminds me of this, and I wonder if the five factor model wasn't derived from this, but.
There's nothing new under the sun.
That's right. That's right. So, no, but the five-factor model reminds me of this, and the point that they make in the five-factor model evaluation that you can use to hire people with, like the other perceiver tests, is that we're all somewhere on these scales, and there are five horizontal scales, and there's one end on one side, one end on the other side, and depending on where you move the dial on any of these five, that's the kind of person you are. That's your personality.
It's true. Now, the other thing is they all have a dark side, as we said. So like a wood, because they're so focused on their goal, they can be quick to anchor, right? Mm-hmm. So that if someone gets in their way, then they can get quick to anger. They can be dismissive. They can miss details, right? So that there's a dark side to these, too, so that you need to be aware of, if you're that personality.
Now you're meddling a little bit, Sarah, but go ahead.
No, but where your Achilles heel is. So I need to be aware that I did this to my husband last night. I was focused on one thing, and he asked me a question that wasn't in my path.
Yeah.
Totally dismissed it. Right?
Yeah.
That is the most inconvenient question. Go in, what are you asking me that for? It has nothing to do with
right.
me. And, right. And he's more water. He's like, what the heck? I'm just asking you this question.
So, folks, go look up the Chinese, the five elements. Look this
five
article.
Archetypes.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fivearchetypes.com. But find the article, How the Five Elements Can Transform Your Communication Skills, and it's by Casey Davidson. Check it out, folks, at bottomlineinc.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.